I'm Jane Hanser, and I'm awfully glad you've stopped by the ESL Help Desk. We are a unique podcast for learners of English because all of our examples and activities are based on authentic language, language either written or spoken by other learners of English. Our library contains audio stories, grammar, and communication lessons. If you are taking an English as a second language class or are learning English on your own, the ESL Help Desk has something for you. Today's dialogue and vocabulary will provide you with the language you need to make a date to get together socially with others. So much dialogue today is idiomatic. Expressions such as, "That works for me," or "I'm going to pencil that in," are essential to interpersonal communication nowadays. What do they mean? And how do we use them correctly and still sound natural in conversations or even in written dialogue such as email? Let's listen to one dialogue as Luz and Julio try to make a plan to get together. Julio, we haven't gotten together in such a long time. How long has it been?
It seems like ages. I've been incredibly busy. It's been at least 6 months.
Let's get together sometime soon. It's been way too long.
Absolutely. But when? When are you free?
I'm free during the day.
I work during the day.
How about after work?
After work, I go to night school 2 nights a week. Unfortunately, I can only find time on Tuesday and Thursday, around 6. Will either of those days work for you?
Possibly. I have some flexibility and can try to work around your schedule.
Okay, good. Let me check my calendar. I can't get together this coming Tuesday or the Tuesday after that, but I can get together the Tuesday after that.
Tuesday the 22nd at 6 p.m.?
No, that's my wife's birthday. But Thursday the 24th works.
Ah, that works for me too. In fact, Thursdays are generally better for me than Tuesdays. Can your wife join us? That would be awesome. Let's call each other and confirm that a few days beforehand. I'm going to pencil that in my calendar.
Yes, me too. I can't wait. Do you want to meet at Pete's? It has great coffee and a great atmosphere. And we can hear each other speak.
Fine. I'm glad we were able to work something out. I'm looking forward to this. And wish your wife a happy birthday. Do you have any ideas for future podcasts? We hope you'll feel free to share your ideas with us. So, from the ESL Help Desk, thanks for listening to us this week. And we have a date for next week, right?